This year, Clark County celebrates its bicentennial, but some of the county's farms are even older than that. In fact, Clark County is home to 7 farms that are more than 200 years old. In this story, we visit one of these original homesteads, the Wallace family farm in Medway. The Wallace descendants have saved generations of personal family records for all those years, and the meticulous archives offer a unique window into Clark County and American history. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Renee Wild has more.
As soon as you meet Don Wallace, it quickly becomes apparent that this 81-year-old Clark County native is very passionate about his family history.
Let me show you where I was born.
Don left his childhood home to pursue a career in public health. After 50 years of being off the farm, he came back with his wife to retire on this property that has been in his family for 5 generations. As we tour the 1901 Wallace family farmhouse in Medway, the memories come flooding back to him.
And this room is always a birthing room. But the other thing about this room, it goes back to an early memory of my grandfather, who died in 1939. At that time, I would have only been a year and a half old. But in this room, he was laid out for viewing.
The Wallace family have been recording their history in Clark County since the late 1700s. In fact, they were so good at keeping the physical mementos of their lives that when Don's mother Millie donated their accumulated history to the Wright State University Special Collections, the archive of letters, photos, deeds, and records took up 1,600 linear feet, which amounts to about 15 shelves in the library's stacks. Since Don's been back on the farm, he's continued to find pieces of his family's past. Out in the barn, he shows me his latest finds, which have been carved into the cement floor.
You see some engraving in the concrete, and if you follow that through, it's a WCW. That's my grandfather. And then you see a date, November 29, 1913, which would be 1913. I'll show you some more. Let me show you a couple things.
Don points to a date visible in the concrete, December 7th, 1941, the day of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. There's also an inscription listing Don's name and the names of his brothers, Bill and Joe.
It's so fascinating to find that, and I didn't know it was here. I had never seen it.
One of Don's most treasured finds is his mother's diary from 1939, which he found in the barn last year. In the pages of the small green book, his mother's handwriting gives a candid account of his grandfather's death at 79 years old.
It reads, "Dad came home from barn sick at 7:30 a.m., had milked his cows, was sick but would not give in.
Had Dr. Miller finally got Dad to bed about 10 o'clock, told the boys stories and talked to them all day. My name is Dawn Dewey, and I'm head of Special Collections and Archives at Wright State University. Had doctor again at 8:30. Dad slept away about 3 a.m. without Dick coming home."
Dawn says the Wallace Family Archives was one of the first projects she worked on after coming to Wright State. She says the Wallace family kept everything, and their vast collection of personal items is an important record of the United States and southwestern Ohio history.
Things that date to the 1790s with the original settlers here in the Wallace family, all the way up through Don Wallace's experiences in Vietnam, in medicine. So it is such an extensive, thorough look at American life, and that's what makes it really special.
Don teaches a graduate course in local history research and often taps into the collection of this Clark County family with her students.
Those things in the boxes represent stories, hundreds and hundreds of them. And that's what's so great about this collection.
When I asked Don if she has a favorite piece of Wallace family memorabilia, she quotes from a small autograph album of Anna Wallace.
She talks about writing something in this thy second memory. And I love that second memory phrase because this whole archives is second memory. You know, we have those first-person memories of what happened to us. But the diaries, the letters, the photographs are our second memory. They help us remember all that stuff. And Millie made sure when she gathered all this stuff together and brought it out here so many years ago that the memories of her family and everything they did would be preserved for the future.
As Clark County marks its bicentennial this year, hopefully more people from around the Miami Valley will visit the Wallace Family Archives in person and experience Ohio farm history through one family's artifacts. For WISO News, I'm Community Voices producer Renee Wild.